This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. What next for the DeKalb County school system now that a federal judge has given Governor Nathan Deal a clear path to removing six members of the DeKalb County School Board, although the board also has been given a day in court with the state Supreme Court. Mark Ilgard is CEO of Advance Ed, which is the parent firm of the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, the accrediting agency for DeKalb County, which is now on accredited probation. Mark Ilgard, welcome back. Good to have you.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Does it matter to you whether the six members of the Board of Education are suspended or not in terms of what DeKalb has to do to get off of probation?
No, our expectations for the system remain the same. Regardless of who's serving on the board or who's leading the system as superintendent, there are needed improvements that must be done in short order.
Do you, though, think it'll be easier without those six?
Potentially. A fresh start can always be advantageous if the right people are selected by the governor and they have the right perspective and skill set to govern the system effectively. It certainly could be a positive attribute.
Among some of the supporters of the school board, there's the feeling that Sachs really does care and had a stake in having those board members removed.
Well, we care about the system. Most importantly, we care about the system's ability to help students succeed. I mean, we have three fundamental concerns with the system. First, can they demonstrate the capacity to improve student achievement, something they haven't done in nearly 10 years? Second, can they also demonstrate the ability to make decisions within their financial means? I mean, their financial management over the past few years has been highly questionable. And third, do they have the ability to be led by an effective governing body and administrative team? Those three fundamental needs must be addressed in a timely order.
What's your impression so far of the job that the interim superintendent, Michael Thurman, has done?
Well, he certainly has come upon the system with a great deal of passion and vision for moving DeKalb forward. He doesn't have the experience necessarily in an educational setting, but he certainly has leadership experience. It's our hope that he will be able to move this system in fundamentally different directions than they have been the last several years.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Yes, I have.
If you can, what's been the substance of those discussions, and have you come away with the feeling that he can move the district in a different direction?
Well, the discussions have been very positive. I think Mr. Thurman is beginning to understand the complexity of the problems. He asked me directly, do I have confidence in him? And my response, quite frankly, was no. Confidence comes with results, and until he achieves those results in his leadership, there is no confidence. However, there is faith and hope that he is the right person to lead them at this time.
One of the critiques that came up during not only the State Board of Education hearing, but the court hearing, and it dealt with the report that Sachs issued back in December, came from Bob Wilson, the attorney for the DeKalb board. He said his clients really didn't have a chance to confront their accusers in the report, and so it was hard to say who was making some of the accusations. How do you respond to that, and is there any chance that some of that could come forward?
With all due respect to Mr. Wilson, I don't think he's fully aware of how the process unfolds. First, DeKalb County, the board, and superintendent provided us with all the records and evidence prior to the evaluation. Secondly, they identified the people that we interviewed. They selected them. It was their witnesses. Third, the testimony of the witnesses was not a determinant in our outcomes. The evidence, the written evidence, emails, minutes of board meetings, policies, videos of board meetings, documentation were the determinants. The people who were interviewed gave us a context, gave us an understanding of how did this all happen. In the end, when we presented this to the DeKalb County Board of Education, not one person disputed the outcome, the findings. They had an opportunity for due process. They had an opportunity to do exactly what Mr. Wilson is criticizing us of not providing. They were given that opportunity, and they chose not to pursue it.
Just as a hypothetical, if any one of them were to get their jobs back, would that affect Sachs's probation evaluation of DeKalb?
No. Regardless of who is sitting on the Board of Education, we hold the board as a unit responsible for demonstrating effective governance. So it doesn't matter to us who's sitting in the seat, but can you as a unit demonstrate effective governance, and can you refocus the system from the adults to the kids where it should be?
Mark Elgard is the CEO of Advance Ed, the parent firm of the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Mark Elgard, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. Have a good day.